This is HPR episode 2043 entitled, My First Beer Podcast. It is hosted by just me and is about 4 minutes long. The summary is, discussing beer tasting.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
And just a quick reminder not to forget to go and vote for HPR on the podcastawards.com website. Thank you.
Hey, it's me too here again. On this episode, we're diverging from my last podcast's coffee and switching topics to, wait for it, beer. Now you might think to yourself, what the heck? Beer? I know. It's so plebeian, right? Well, I too used to think like that. What with the shades of Budweiser, Michelob, Iron Horse, Iroquois, Genesee, etc., all squaw piss, right? I was raised on wines and cocktails. But over recent years, especially after listening to many of you guys' podcasts on beer making and drinking, I've become interested in wanting to try some of these artisan beers you've all been speaking of. But being overseas in a foreign country, my chances of such are like a snowball's chance in hell. Or so I thought. Then came one night when I was on my way to teach a class at one of the local universities and passed by a newly opened bar with the humorous name of Nobody Knows Bar, where, when I glanced in the window and to my amazement, were many of the very beers you all had been talking so much about. Well, wow! Here was my chance to partake. So I went to class and afterwards stopped into the bar. So I tried a beer. It just happened to be an IPA. Now, don't get me wrong. Many, many years ago, I had tried an IPA and found it far from my liking. So my first choice wouldn't have been an IPA, normally. Again, you ask. Why did you choose an IPA this time? Well, the reason was the bartender recommended it. And again, to my amazement, to coin a phrase, it was great. I guess the reason for enjoying it over before is that, as like everyone else, my taste buds had changed. And truthfully speaking, I've come to like IPAs over many others. So, to no longer digress, let me tell you what I chose and my opinions on the beer. The beer, a 12-ounce, 8.2% alcohol by volume, glass bottle, Lagunitas Brewing, Lagunitas Unlimited Release, Maximus IPA, Maximus Ale. I love the labeling. It reads, life is uncertain. Don't sip. Also, if some is good, more is better. And one final one. Instant gratification isn't fast enough. What a lark. Enough diddly-daddling. On to the tasting. The nose on this beer is crisp and light. The first mouthing brings a floral, fruity, semi-sweet taste. The fruitiness continues into the aftertaste, with an added semi-dryness, and yet, despite the alcohol tet, doesn't ring your clock. The longer afterflavor is strongest on the underside of the back of the tongue. Very pleasant. So there you have it, my first beer tasting. I hope you found it telling, and maybe you too will try a bottle. I highly recommend it. I will continue these tastings over the course of time. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not a sot, and I still like my coffees, but I found a new like, and it's artisan beers. Until next time, this is me too signing out and wishing you happy trails and happy beers.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.